Welcome to the IVF Journey with Dr. Michael Chapman, the podcast for couples who struggle with infertility and want to fulfill their dreams of becoming parents. In this podcast, you'll learn actionable strategies to deal with infertility from Dr. Michael Chapman, or Prof as he's affectionately known. Prof is the co-founder of IVF Australia and is a leading Australian infertility specialist who has helped over 3,000 couples realise their dreams of becoming parents. To access previous episodes packed with ideas, solutions and tips that actually work, head over to Dr. Chapman's IVF podcast on iTunes. You can also ask questions by contacting Dr. Chapman's rooms on 1-800-111-483 or by emailing him, michael.chapman@ivf.com.au.
That first cry of a baby born after the long journey of IVF remains one of the most beautiful experiences in the world. As an obstetrician and an IVF specialist, I've had the privilege of experiencing this over many thousands of times in my long career, but I still remain moved by each baby's first cry. It signifies the end of a long journey and the beginning of a new life. This is Professor Michael Chapman, co-founder of IVF Australia and host of the IVF Journey podcast. Thanks for tuning in. To access all the previous episodes, head over to my website, www.theivfjourney.com, and select IVF Journey Podcast from the navigation menu. You'll also be able to find the various services that we provide at IVF Australia. Hi, today we're going to talk about keyhole surgery, laparoscopic surgery, and how it can be used in helping in infertility. So laparoscopic surgery, keyhole surgery, began now almost 50 years ago. It's advanced dramatically as technology has enabled the telescopes and the light sources and the instruments to be smaller and smaller and more precise in what they can do. The most common use of laparoscopic surgery in infertility is as a diagnostic tool. The primary use of laparoscopic surgery is as a diagnostic tool. By this I mean, using laparoscopy, we can see inside the abdominal cavity, we can look at the pelvis, we can see the ovaries, the fallopian tubes, and the uterus, and the structures that surround the pelvis to give us an idea of normality. When we do the laparoscopy for diagnostic purposes, one part of the procedure is to inject blue dye up through the neck of the womb and watch it come out into the abdominal cavity, thus telling us that the fallopian tubes are patent. It's the gold standard test of tubal patency, which is obviously vital to get pregnant, since the sperm and the egg have to meet each other in the fallopian tube. The egg travelling from the ovary, the sperm swimming up from the vagina through the cervix to meet the egg. If we find abnormalities at the time of that diagnostic procedure, we can often deal with them. The abnormalities that we can find include scar tissue from previous infection, which may be blocking the tubes or blocking access of the eggs to the fallopian tubes. This can be divided easily with a pair of scissors. A condition that interferes with fertility is endometriosis. I've talked about this in another of my podcasts, but just in summary, endometriosis is where the cells that usually line the uterus are present in the abdominal cavity, in the pelvis, growing in the peritoneal surfaces of the various organs and causing scarring and pain, because these cells, like the cells of the lining of the womb, are shed each month and a little bit of bleeding occurs. That causes the pain. It also causes the inflammation that causes scarring. So at a laparoscopy, we can either burn away the endometriosis, electrocautery, or we can actually excise it, again using forceps and scissors to cut away the residual endometriosis. There are times when, even at laparoscopy, it is difficult to remove all of the endometriosis. But laparoscopy these days can be used to remove large lumps of it, particularly now with special techniques, remove it from the bowel without damaging the bowel and from the ovaries. Other conditions that we may find when we do the laparoscopy include cysts on the ovary. And again, they can be removed without having to have an open procedure. So keyhole surgery has been a major advance for infertile couples. It's not required on everybody, but if there are symptoms of pain along with infertility, it is well worthwhile having a laparoscopy to ensure that there isn't endometriosis or pelvic infection. The actual procedure of keyhole surgery involves a general anaesthetic because you have to be totally relaxed to enable the procedure to occur. The first part of the procedure involves filling the abdominal cavity with carbon dioxide. The idea of this is to lift the abdominal wall away from the pelvic organs to avoid damage. It also allows better vision of the organs of the abdominal cavity and the pelvis. Once the gas has been insufflated, the next step is to insert the telescope. This is done through an instrument called a trocar, which makes a hole in the abdominal wall. And in through that hole in the abdominal wall, we insert the telescope. Telescope is usually attached to a video machine so that we are actually watching things on a big screen and we can record the findings as they are seen. We search around for the various organs that I've mentioned, the ovaries on both sides, the fallopian tubes on both sides, and the uterus. If there's a need to do any procedures to clear adhesions or remove endometriosis or ovarian cysts, two or three other small incisions will be made in the abdominal wall through which the instruments, scissors, forceps can be inserted to undertake the surgery without having to do an open operation. A simple laparoscopy for diagnostic purposes without any pathology found usually only takes 20 to 30 minutes. Obviously, when there are abnormalities found that need surgery, it can extend to even hours in cases of severe endometriosis. Laparoscopy is not without its complications, just as any surgical procedure may have complications. The first of these is that a general anaesthetic is very rarely associated with an allergic reaction that can be life-threatening at its worst, but it's incredibly rare. When we're putting instruments into the abdominal cavity, to some extent, the initial insertion of instruments is done blindly, and therefore there is the possibility of perforating bowel, bladder, or blood vessels. The risk of this is in the order of 1 in 1,000 cases. So it's rare, but obviously if it occurs, it needs to be dealt with, and that could involve open surgery to repair the damage. That risk of damage to organs increases if there have been previous operations like an appendectomy or an ectopic pregnancy where scarring may bind the organs to the abdominal wall. And so at the time of insertion of the instruments, we may get damage. But again, I must reassure you that these complications are very, very rare. So laparoscopic surgery has enabled us to be more definitive in diagnosing tubal problems, endometriosis, and pelvic infection, and allowed us to undertake treatments that in the past required a major open operation. In most cases, laparoscopic surgery is only a day case. The other scope that we use is called a hysteroscope. So this is a smaller instrument than a laparoscope, but it allows us to look inside the uterus. So this instrument is inserted through the vagina, through the neck of the womb, and looks at the lining of the womb. looks at the shape of the womb, looks for, again, abnormalities. Those abnormalities may be septum, which is a fibrous band within the uterus, or polyps, or congenital abnormalities of the uterus, where there are two horns to the uterus rather than a nice triangular shape. These abnormalities can interfere with conception and increase the risk of miscarriage and potentially premature delivery. So generally, when we do a diagnostic laparoscopy, we're also doing a diagnostic hysteroscopy. Complications of hysteroscopy are very rare. The most common is where the hysteroscope perforates the uterine wall. This occurs in something in the order of 1 in 200 cases, and in 99% of times requires no further management. Occasionally, bleeding can occur, and which may require a laparoscopy. So again, a simple instrument now to undertake quite a reassuring look inside the uterus for the infertile couple. Modern technology continues to improve these instruments and our capacity to manage situations that may be contributing to infertility. And don't forget that you can access all the previous episodes by going to our website, www.theivfjourney.com, and select IVF Journey Podcast from the navigation menu.
Thank you for listening to The IVF Journey with Dr. Michael Chapman, the podcast which helps couples negotiate their way through the IVF journey all the way to parenthood. You can also ask questions by contacting Dr. Chapman's rooms on 1-800-111-483 or by emailing him michael.chapman@ivf.com.au.